This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff, and today I'm going to leave it to those other public radio shows to explore politics and world peace. Today on The Spark, we're going to explore donuts.
Everybody loves donuts. I know what to do. Everybody loves donuts, so you and I should share a few.
Broadway's Julie Westfall is a professional donut chef, which appears to mean she's having a grand and profitable adventure involving pup tents and hot grease. Julie cooked up her first professional batch of donuts in response to losing her job.
You know, you kind of got to reinvent yourself when that happens, do you? And I've done lots of different things, so it was a wide range of possibilities. And I made a batch of donuts for my family. And I've never been one to do anything by halves. So I made a lot of donuts when I made that said batch. My husband started taking them around to some of our friends. And just so happens that one of my friends is the market manager for the Broadway Farmers Market. He said to me, "Hey, how about you make donuts at the farmers market?" And I said, "Okay, sure, why not? I'm not doing anything else on Saturday mornings. Why not?" So last summer, we started out with one of those little pop-up tents and carted everything back and forth in my car and my husband's truck and just sort of started building it from there. We never really borrowed very much money, sort of started what we had and a few $100 and kept building it and kept every time, you know, we'd make a little more money, we'd put it back into equipment. In January, we bought a trailer and have been slowly outfitting that in the same type of way. So,
which is where I ran into you, in that trailer. I wanted to ask you about your donut recipe. Most people don't know how to make donuts.
Well, my mother was a home economics major in college and early childhood development, and my father worked as a social worker. So at a young age, I was experimenting and playing with food. Because my mother made all of our bread homemade. So I grew up making real food for real people. And I started out with a recipe and have in the last year tweaked it and changed it to make it my own. You know, I started out with something that I found in a cookbook and played with it until I got it where I wanted it.
What needed to be tweaked about that cookbook donut recipe?
Well, I think it was, for me, it was, because I'm doing everything completely from scratch, there's a lot that can go wrong.
No.
There's a lot that can, it's so my goal was to get the highest level quality, but as stable as possible. Or it was born out of necessity, space and refrigeration. I switched from using milk to heavy cream. Because I only had to use a quart of heavy cream versus a gallon of milk, and it was easier to transport, refrigerate the heavy cream. Plus, I just love heavy cream. I just love cream. I have a love affair with heavy cream.
All right. You talked about qualities of donuts. You know, I just say, oh, this is a good donut, or this is a so-so donut. Yours are great donuts, by the way. What are the qualities of a donut?
Well, I think that's a personal preference for a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm asking you.
For me, I do prefer the potato donut, which is what we do. We do a potato donut over the more traditional, sometimes it's a bagged mix recipe or they'll use a pre-made or even a made from scratch that doesn't have the potato in it. I like a donut that you know you've eaten something. After you've eaten it, it doesn't just deflate on the first bite. It's soft and maybe a little crispy on the outside, but still has substance and
some tooth to it.
Some tooth to it, yes. But still soft and you know, very flavorful. I think the potato also adds a lot of difference in the flavor.
Talk a little bit about how you incorporate potato into your donut. At what stage?
Every week we peel, cook and mash fresh potatoes. And then the mashed potato becomes part of the donut when we, you know, when we mix it all together, when we mix all of the ingredients all together.
You know, it must make donuts, which don't have a good nutritional reputation. It must.
There's vegetables in there.
Potatoes are very nutritious.
Very nutritious.
Yes. We can all eat donuts without, you know, feeling we're offending our bodies.
Yes.
You were making donuts in your home? At first?
Well, before I actually started doing them to sell, yes. I was just making them.
But then in this pup tent you were making donuts?
Yes. At the farmer's market, we would set up early in the morning and start mixing dough. Right, everything was done on site. Everything still is done on site. Mixing the dough, the first proofing, the second proofing. And we make our dough fresh all day long. But yeah, just in these little pop-up tents. Hurricane Irene was an interesting experience, holding on with one hand to the tent and trying to flip donuts in the fryer with the other.
In the hot grease.
We stopped for an hour or so during the worst of it, but it was a record day. We sold more donuts that day than people like donuts in the rain, I guess. So.
Or they're comfort food,
yes,
if you've got a hurricane going on.
Yeah.
At what point did you say this is a business?
Well, I mean, it started a business when we started doing it at the farmer's market, but it was mostly just, you know, pocket money. It wasn't much. We weren't doing very many at the very, very beginning. We saw potential. We saw possibility in the business, but we didn't know how fast or how much it would grow. And so we weren't counting on anything. You know, I wasn't counting on it to 100% support me for a while. So we went into it at the farmer's market intending to make money, but with no concept on how long it would be before we actually saw real profit.
And how long was it?
Well, the farmer's market ended in mid to late October, and we did one festival after that. And then we took off November, December. I didn't do any during those months, and then kind of came back in January and started doing 2 days a week and then 3 days a week. And then,
Where were you marketing?
Well, we stuck with our comfort zone. We stayed there in Broadway, right across from where the farmer's market had been set up. There's a Italian restaurant, Francisco's, right across the street. And they were kind enough to allow us to set up free of charge and make our donuts. And then we found another location in Harrisonburg across the street from Harmony Square at Fat Boys. And started setting up there. Fat Boys Produce. I think it's actually called Valley Produce now.
Okay.
And it quickly became apparent that we needed to expand into other areas of the city.
Why did it become apparent?
Well, I mean, we were very, very much concentrated on the north end of Harrisonburg. And there are a few other people out there doing, you know, something similar to what we were doing. And we were trying really hard. We actually started to go into Harrisonburg to sort of make sure that, you know, we weren't, my husband would say, short-standing anyone, that we weren't stepping on toes, that we were trying to make sure that not necessarily territories, but, you know, be like, okay, well, you know, we don't want to rain on your parade entirely. Yeah. You know, there's room enough for everyone here. So that was our initial jump into Harrisonburg at that Valley Produce location, and then other people started doing it a bit more in Harrisonburg as well. So we started looking at other possible locations. We've tried a few for a little while. We were over off of 33 at Finders Keepers, and that wasn't as heavily a trafficked area. And a newer one that we tried back in the spring, but the students had just left when we were trying it out. Now we're back trying it out again with the students there is Port Road.
Where on Port Road?
Right, there's a Liberty Station right there at the Food Line, across from the new ball fields.
And there you are.
And there we are.
Now, when are you there? How do you work out your schedule?
Well, we were committed. Saturdays were taken by the farmer's market. We were committed to the farmer's market.
In Broadway.
And then we had sort of established ourselves and had a very regular and committed clientele at Harmony Square. And so we wanted to make sure we stayed there. We were doing there Thursdays and Fridays. So we cut that back to just Fridays. just to maintain consistency. And so that left Wednesdays and Thursdays open. So we started looking for locations that could fill those two slots. And Port Road became the Wednesday slot. And then 33 East out near Massanutten Springs became a Thursday spot. We were invited out there. You'd be surprised how many places we get invited to come. People want donuts, and so they're, come
people
and set up.
People need donuts. It's a very stressful time.
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about this van, the donut van that you work
the trailer?
At. Yeah, that
the
you
trailer.
Work at. Yeah,
yes.
The trailer that you work out
trailer,
of. You know.
The trailer.
Whose idea was this?
My husband's mostly. Well, I'd been complaining.
About working in a pup tent?
About working in tents. And that it was, he was not very happy about it either. Just because then he had to lift a 200-pound mixer up and down out of his truck on a regular basis and proofers. And it's heavy equipment. You know.
This is hard work.
This is commercial talking. Equipment. And you know, we've got some pretty tough muscles going on at this point. So we knew that we wanted to move into the food truck model. However, a truck alone was not going to be a large enough space for what we were doing. So we went with the trailer.
And tell me about this trailer. How long is it? What'd you have to do to it?
It's a 20-foot by 8-foot trailer.
Ooh.
And we searched all over the county. And we actually had purchased one from a company and got it home and had problems with it. So we returned that one and decided that we were just going to go buy one that was sound and didn't leak and modify it ourselves. We could have, you know, paid $50,000-$60,000 for one that was already all completely outfitted, and we just decided, well, we'll keep doing it the way we've been doing it and build on little bits at a time. And so that's what we've done. We bought the trailer in January, and we initially just had folding tables in it that had to be, you know, taken down each time, and everything was tied down with ropes and pulleys.
Duct tape? Any duct tape?
There's probably a little, okay, I admit there's some duct tape in there. and then my father, who's a craftsman and makes cabinetry and a lot of woodworking, they've renovated a number of houses, installed countertops and cabinets for me. So it's bit by bit and piece by piece becoming more kitcheny, if you will.
Can that mixer live in there now?
Yes, the mixer is now permanently attached to it's in its own little home and no longer has. We call her Granny. She's
so your husband's back is a lot happier.
He's a lot happier about not having to pick up Granny and move her around. She's Granny Apple Green, so we named her Granny. Green was my favorite color, so that's what I painted her. She's an old gal, but she does but she gets the job done.
Now, are you where you're going, or are you?
I don't think so. First of all, I'd like to further expand with the trailer, go further with that, maybe get another one, and. I love donuts. I love donuts.
Why?
I don't know. but I'm obsessed with pie. Pie keeps me awake at night, dreaming up new and interesting kinds of pie. So that, you know, the ultimate end all goal would probably be to have a brick and mortar location or expand the trailer to a point where I can do more than just donuts, where I can do breads and pie and more pie.
From now on, it's me and my sweet potato pie.
Oh, you'll find a link to Julie Westfall's donut operation, Baker's Dozen Donuts, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.